Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Oh, jeez. And we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you very much for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I was just telling Jason a story about how when I worked at the bank, I asked the boss, this was corporate headquarters, and I asked my boss, senior VP, if I could move my team down to the basement. And there was a weight room down there. It was carpeted and the walls were painted. It was really nice. So it wasn't like, you know, a dingy, dark basement. And just out the opening, which there was no door to this large weight room. And there was a men's room and a ladies' room right down the hall. There was a payphone right outside the opening to our bullpen, if you will, where my team worked. And people would come down and use the payphone. It used to drive us crazy. So I decided that I would put a stop to it. And the way I did it was I put a sign on the side of the phone. This is just a payphone hanging on the wall. And the sign said, "This payphone transmits poorly. Please speak in a loud, slow, clear voice." And this is the phone that our employees would use to contact other, and this was a bank, to contact our competitors to see if they could get a job at one of our competitors. And it used to bother me that our employees would sneak around and try to jump ship. So when I put that sign up on the side of the phone, it was just like a 5x7 or 3x5 index card. They would see that, and when they called up to get their interview, they would say, "Hello, this is Linda. I'm calling about my application." And they never got the job. I was just relaying that story to Jason. So, Kathy, one of the things I wanted to mention, I know you have a bunch of things to talk about, but I'd like to talk about loyalty for just a couple minutes. So to me, there's probably a lot of official definitions of what loyalty is, but it's when two people engage in honest exchange and they don't lie, cheat, or take advantage of each other. And when you have that as a minimum, you can be loyal to the other party. But absent of those things, there's no reason to be loyalty that I can think of. So when someone lies to you, there's no reason to be loyal to that person anymore. If someone tries to cheat you, there's no reason to be loyalty. If someone tries to take advantage of you, there's no reason to be loyal to that person anymore. So I just wanted to share that's my thought. And what I'm seeing, Kathy, is an absence more and more every day of people not honoring their commitments. And it can be as simple as this. Let me give an example. There used to be a guy who would come around our farm pretty often. And he would say, "Hey, I'm going to stop over on Saturday." Now, he didn't say, "Are you and Mrs. Finelli going to be busy? Because if you're not, and if it were convenient, would it be okay if I stopped over on Saturday? You know, and if so, what time would be good?" It wasn't like that. He would just say, "I'm going to stop over on Saturday in the afternoon." He might even, you know, offer the afternoon as a qualifier. So, as a result of that, Mrs. Finelli would get out the rake. You know, she'd dust the kitchen. You know, clean up a little bit for guests. That's what people do, right? And I'm just kidding about the rake. But and I would know that he'd want to bring his car over and get something fixed on his car. So the car that was on the lift, we would take that down, push it out of the way. You know, it'd be in mid session being worked on. We'd take that off the lift so that when he arrived, we could just bring his car, put up on the lift, and work on it to save him time. And he wouldn't show up, and he wouldn't call. This would happen over and over and over again. And one day I said to him, "You said you were going to be here on Saturday. What happened?" "Oh, I was cutting the lawn," and you know how it is. You know, you get carried away, and, you know, one thing leads to another, and you go around, and you cut the lawn, and you know, just get, you lose track of time. You know how it is. No, I don't know how it is. Because I don't do that. When I have a commitment, I honor my commitment to the very best of my ability, even if it's painful. Even if I have to go through high water, I will do everything I can to honor my commitment. And if I can't, I will notify the person way in advance that something happened that's beyond my control and I can't do it. But it wouldn't be frivolous. It wouldn't be because, you know, I got a better offer, you know, for going to a barbecue at someplace else. It's not like that. So I just wanted to share with our class what loyalty means, what honor means, what commitment means. And I think I've added a new category to my list of people I don't want to do business with or talk to or spend any time with. And those are people who don't honor their commitments. Really. So we have customers who wait till the very last minute. They're going to go on a great big long trip, thousands of miles, and then they bring their car the day before. The day before they're going to go on the trip, and we find something's busted on their vehicle, and it will not make the round trip. It will get broken somewhere between leaving and returning home. And it becomes our problem because they waited till the last minute. Now, they know they're going on the trip. They know from experience that it takes us a day or two to get the parts because it's hard to get. And then they put the pressure on us. It's unacceptable. It's not being polite. So I think we need to return. I know we need to return to being more polite. I know we need to return to honesty and integrity. I know that loyalty is important. But how do you stay loyal to someone who is not loyal to you, who stabs you in the back? How do you do that? I'm not doing it anymore. Kathy, any comments about that? Are you experiencing any of this, or is it just me?
Well, Vince, I've noticed, especially with certain people, I've noticed it. I've also noticed it with businesses. Businesses that say, "Oh, yeah, that part is covered. You know, no problem." And then we just had an incident where it was tentatively, it was supposed to be covered from what they told us. And then when we took it in to get tested, they said, "Oh, well, it may not be covered because the customer put it in." And I'm like, "Well, you told us that it was covered." "Well, if the customer put it in, it's probably not going to be covered." So that was something they didn't say. And so, you know, we're still waiting to kind of deal with them to see. But, I've noticed it with friends and acquaintances too, Vince. It's just I've noticed the very same thing. And I think it's the people that are loyal to you and that you know you can trust. And I feel you focus on those friendships. And the rest of them may have to kind of go way down on the list of how much long and how much you're going to deal with them.
Yeah, like the bottom of the list that you never get to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Kathy, I was talking with a guy at the Preparedness Expo, and he was selling a water filtration system. And so I asked him about it. So, you know, he's telling me about how great this thing is. I said, "So what does it cost?" And I said, "What does it cost for a do-it-yourself or just to buy the equipment?" He said, "Well, we don't sell it to do-it-yourselfers." And I said, okay, well, I can't do anything with it then, because I install everything myself. It doesn't matter what it is. I install it myself. And so if I have to pay extra to have someone else do something that I can do, I'm not interested in doing it. So there are even companies that do that kind of thing. So I'm not going to do business with a company that says you have to have our guy come install it, for a lot of reasons. One, I don't want other people here. Two, I don't think, no matter how good this guy is, I don't think he can do a better job than I can do. I'm not bragging. I am meticulous. And, you know, I want it plumb. I want it level. I want it square. And here's the point. If you look at anybody's outside air conditioning unit here in the United States, I'm not talking about Frank, because I'm sure Frank does it right, but others, they lean. They put these things on a flimsy, bring it with them, concrete pad. You know, they don't pour it in place. They just put it on a pad, and then a year later, the whole air conditioning unit tilts. It leans. And there's an oil sump in the air conditioning compressor that needs to be level. So if it's cockeyed, it's not going to be as efficient, and it won't drain properly. I mean, there are a lot of problems with it being cockeyed, but yet that's how they're installed. Quick, let's get in, let's get out fast. But that doesn't mean it's done well. So I don't want other people doing work for me. Nobody. Unless I'm there to absolutely supervise in something that would be difficult for me. Like putting a roof on our house. That would be really difficult. So anyway, I just wanted to share that thought about loyalty. And when a company does not show you loyalty, there is absolutely no reason to be loyal. None. And then when companies do things that just make no sense at all, I think you ought to call them on it. Let me give an example of that. So I bought some rice, 25-pound bag of rice from Sam's Club. Now, Sam's Club is a company that keeps changing the rules. They said when we got our Plus membership, you know, for $100 a year, it's only $100 a year, and we'll let you buy from us. But it includes free shipping. Well, they used to ship dog food, you know, 55-pound bags. And then they don't do that anymore. And they used to ship other items. And then they don't do that anymore. So that, and some items you can't buy in the store. You have to have them shipped. So they have shipping, which they say is free, but sometimes they charge for it. They have delivery, which you pay for, or you can pick it up at the store. And if you want them to pick it out and put it in a cart for you, they charge, if you don't have a Plus membership, they charge about $4 per transaction for them to pick it and put it in a cart for you. So I bought this bag of rice on the internet, 25 pounds. Now, what would you think? Would you think that they'd put it in a box with some packing and put a label on it and ship it? No. No. That's what they do most of the time. But they just ship the bag. They ship the bag without being boxed. So I called them up. I said, hey, thanks so much. I got the bag of rice, but I didn't get the box. And the bag of rice was thrown in the back of a FedEx truck. And we live on a dirt road, and the bag is just covered with dust, just like every other box that comes down our road. I said, oh, most so sorry, Mr. Vincent. We'll give you a credit. I don't want a credit. I'd like a bag of rice. Oh, okay. We'll ship you a bag of rice. Why do we have to go through that? Why are people so incompetent that they're not thinking enough to realize that you don't put a bag of rice in the back of a truck and ship it common carrier? That's where we are today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and that story I told you about Sam's Club, here's how I look at it, class. When I buy it on the internet, and I check out and I pay for it, that item's mine. I already paid for it. It's mine. And it's incumbent upon the people who handle it to handle it as if it needs to be handled carefully. Because it's mine. It's not theirs. It's mine. And when they don't handle it properly, I hold them accountable. And I want them to make it right. So what Sam's Club has to do, and they do it all the time, they have these bozos in the shipping department who will throw a canister of something into a box with no packing. And the item rattles around and it gets bent and damaged and leaks. And what do they care, right? I care because it's mine. I paid for one that I expected to be packed and shipped properly. I expected it to be handled properly. And that's not always the case. And when it's not the case, I call them up and they replace it. Now, it costs twice what it would have cost them if they got it right the first time. But they can't seem to do it very often. That's Sam's Club. It's not only Sam's Club, it's other companies as well. Kathy, do you hold these people accountable for when they carelessly, recklessly handle your items that you've purchased?
I do, Vince, and I call them. What I'm finding now is I had an incident where I had a product, and it was defective, a food issue, and I couldn't, there was no number. So you have to email them. So it's been like back and forth like three times because I'll email them and then they'll ask me the same question. And so I got to email them again. It's like, just let me call and just talk to somebody for 3 minutes and just get it over with. But I'm finding that. And I just, Vince, I just feel like the other thing you really need to do is check your receipts. Almost every time I go to the store, there's a mistake, and it's very, very seldom is it in my favor. There, things are not put in the computers. They ring up wrong. It'll scan one the wrong price. And if you don't check it, and the problem is if you don't catch it while she's ringing it up, then they won't do it at the register anymore. You have to go to customer service and wait in line. But, I mean, there's been times when I've caught mistakes that are $30 or $40. And, I mean, sometimes it's two or three. But even so, I'm going to have them correct it. I had a situation. I was at the store. And if you bought a certain quantity, you got a sale price. So I bought the quantity, and none of them rang up. And I showed the cashier. I showed her the ad. And she said, well, I'm just going to give you a $5 credit. It was like four something. So I'll just give you a $5 credit for your inconvenience. But if I wouldn't have caught it, then I'd have got home. And, you know, I'm sure if I'd have went back a couple days later, I would have gotten it. But I just as soon really watch my prices and know them and catch them while I'm at the store.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And class, inflation is so rampant that companies are changing prices electronically. So you can see the price, let's say it's $5 on the label on the shelf at the grocery store, and by the time you push your cart around and get to the cash register for checkout, it could be $7. Literally, they're changing the prices as many as four times a day electronically. So you may be buying it in your mind at one price and actually be paying a much higher price. And there's an old term in economics, and that is prices are sticky downward. Sticky downward. That means that stores do not like lowering prices. They don't mind raising them, but they don't like lowering them. Here's another story, Kathy. So you know those red gas cans? Those 5 gallon red gas cans. Well, they have gone up and up and up in price. Walmart used to sell a really good gas can made by Biltz. And it was great. It was like $3.47. Now a gas can is about $20 minimum with all the safety features that the government has mandated that make these things impossible and dangerous to use. A gas can is about $20. Well, we have 8 of them that were made by Midwest Can. And I'll tell you about that when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. What was once Hurricane Idalia remains a serious threat as tropical storm hitting southeastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center is warning of flash flooding. A tornado watch was issued earlier for parts of North Carolina until early this morning. Idalia made landfall as a major hurricane in Florida's Big Bend area yesterday morning. Folks on both sides of the aisle in Washington are concerned for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He appeared to freeze for about 30 seconds yesterday while speaking with reporters at a speech in Covington, Kentucky. The incident is similar to an episode McConnell experienced at the U.S. Capitol late last month. Medical doctor Sanjay Gupta on CNN last night weighs in.
Obviously freezing, he's not saying anything, his face is sort of frozen in that position. But certain things like stroke or things like that are probably less likely.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about loyalty. And we're talking about companies that are not quite as loyal to the customers as they should be. So we bought, as you know, we have a farm here, and we have some gasoline-powered equipment. So we bought eight of those 5-gallon red gas cans. We bought them at Menards. And they're made by a company called Midwest Can. And as you know, the plastic is getting thinner on most products. And the caps, there's a ring that is threaded. So there's a spout, a ridiculous design spout. It's almost impossible to use without spilling gasoline on whatever you're trying to pour gasoline into. It used to be that you'd have a flexible spout with a cap, a detachable cap, and a ring that would hold the flexible spout onto the gas can. It worked great, but I think the federal government knew better and forced these manufacturers to change their design. And it's an impossible to use design. If you've ever tried to use a relatively new gas can, it's awful. So the rings that hold the safety spouts on keep cracking, and we have 8 of them. So I called Midwest, looked them up on the internet, got their number, called up the gal who answers the phone, and I said, "So here's the problem." She said, "You have 8 of them?" "Yeah, I have 8 of them. And I don't need the can, I don't need the spout, I just would like a replacement set of rings. Or unless you want me to bring them all back to Menards, I can do that. What would you like me to do?" She said, "We'll send them to you." I said, "Great." This was months ago. We didn't get them. So I called, and her voice, her name is Myrna. She has a very distinctive voice. It's easy to remember. And her name's easy to remember. So I left a message for Myrna, and I said, I called over a month ago, and you're going to send me these 8 caps, or these 8 rings, threaded rings. Here's my address again. Thank you so much. Didn't get them. So I called yesterday. I got Myrna. And Myrna said, "Well, you know, we sent them to you." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Myrna, I called twice. I haven't gotten them twice. And you say you sent them to us?" She said, "Yeah, we put them, we shipped them to you, and obviously they're lost between us and you." I said, "Really?" I get my mail all the time. I get packages all the time. It doesn't seem to be a problem with anybody else. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. And she said, "Well, let me look." I said, "Why don't you look back a couple months?" So she looked. And she looked, and she looked, and she couldn't find any order. So the order didn't get lost between them and the shipping company. The order got lost between the telephone call and the keyboard. So it wasn't there. So she says she's going to send me 8 of them. So here's a strategy, class. Companies do not want the retailer to say, "You know, we're having a lot of problems with your product. We're probably going to have to discontinue your product." They don't want that to happen. So that's why they are willing to ship replacements, because they don't want to break the supply distribution chain that they already have in place. That's hardly working at all anyway. They don't want to, you know, trash that. So there's just one other story. There's a company that manufactures lock sets. And my dad mentioned this name, and in his school system, the door locks were made by a company called Schlage, S-C-H-L-A-G-E, S-C-H-L-A-G-E. It's an old company. And he used to talk about how, what a great quality product they made. So when it came time for me to buy locks for our farmhouse here in Missouri, hearing about this company in the 1950s and the 1960s from my dad, I decided to buy Schlage. It's a top quality outfit. One of the doors, the exterior doors that we use all the time, many times a day, after 18 years, the latch, the part that springs back into the door when you close the door, wouldn't spring back. So you close the door and it would bounce off the striker plate. But if you turn the knob, you could close the door. And it would work okay. So I called Schlage, and I talked to a gal named Gloria. I explained the situation, and she said, "We'll be glad to send you the replacement part." I didn't have to take a picture of it. She actually believed me. And this is after 18 years. This has a lifetime guarantee. So there are some companies that do a really good job, and then there are other companies that fall down. Kathy, are you experiencing similar things as well? Some companies do a really good job, and they value their customers, and other companies don't seem to be paying attention so much. Did I lose you, Kathy?
sorry, Vince. We use the Schlegelax too, and that's the ones we get. And then some of the kitchen faucets, they are lifetime guarantees too. And it goes without saying that, you know, keep your receipts and your warranties and everything. Some people just want a picture of it. Some people want a copy of the receipt. But, yeah, there's a lot of companies that we've noticed the quality is down. The metal thinner, the plastic thinner, the boxes are, especially food, the quantities are so much less than what you used to be able to get. Vince, I'm hearing stories. I was watching one of the things on the internet, and they were commenting people at the grocery store. They were commenting, and one woman said, I spent $450 last week, and she said, I hardly spent anything. And she goes, I have very little left in my refrigerator and my freezer. And she just kept saying, I don't know how much, or I don't know how it went up so fast, or things like that. But, you know, when you're done, Vince, I do want to comment on some of the grocery store items that I think people should be aware of.
Please do. And we rang the bell about potatoes. We said, it's coming. It's here. There's a shortage of potatoes. But please feel free to tell us the rest of the story, Kathy.
Well, Vince, I'm going to read off a few things, and then we can talk about them. But these are things that I'm seeing. I make it a point when I go shopping. Sometimes I'll go to two stores and just I'll look around. I want to see with my own two eyes what is going on. But, okay, here's some things that I am seeing. Coffee is one where the prices are really going up. And what I would say is a lot of times now when you see a sale price, that was the regular price 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. If you kind of know your prices, you'll go, wait a minute, I just paid $4.99 for that, and now they're telling me it's a sale price, and now the new sticker is either $5.99 or $6.99. So it goes without saying, Vince, if you can afford to buy it, if you have the money to buy them when they're on sale or they're a good price, that's what I would recommend that you do. And a lot of times, Vince, when an item is unavailable, like let's say there's a shortage, like right now I'm hearing there's a sugar shortage in some areas of the country. Well, even Aldi's, the 4 pounds of sugar is like $2.99 or $2.40 or $2.95, something like that. But when it comes back in, then typically it's at a higher price. It typically isn't a lower price, unless it was sometimes it's just a transportation issue where they just don't get it in. But if there's a shortage, that's what I'm seeing. It just comes in higher when it gets replenished. Beef is one, Vince. There's one of the stores that we have here is Kroger, and I think it's $6.99 a pound was the regular price now. Tea is apparently that's really becoming an issue. I saw one sticker on the shelf, Bigelow tea. They had 20 bags. It was $4.29. And people are saying that it's really not going on sale that much. It might go on sale 20 cents off. There again, with tea, like I grow mint. I have lemon verbena. I have different things that I grow, and I make my chamomile. I make my own tea a lot of times, but I also stocked up on tea when I find it on sale. Like I look in the clearance bins and I'll find it. If it's something I like, I buy it. Bread is another one, Ben. There was just a standard one of butternut. It's in Ohio. It's $4 a loaf. It's just a loaf of white bread. I think Dave's Killer Bread is $6.99 now a loaf. I think you can get your basic store brand for around $2, $2.19. So that, and there again, Vince, everything going into those items is our common things that are going to go up. The flour, the sugar, I'm sure yeast will go up, you know, eggs, oil, any butter, anything that you use to make your things from scratch, all those items are going up too. Cheerios, well, cereal. But one example was Cheerios. Now, it's called a giant size box or an extra large box. $7.50 now for that box of Cheerios. And, I mean, it was $3.99 or something like that not too long ago. So sometimes you'll see stores, like you said, buy five or buy three, and they'll have them for $2.49. Now, I don't eat a lot of cereal, but if it's something that, okay, it's I got to eat something, get out the door, or I don't have time to make oatmeal or things like that, or the kids will eat it, then I try to buy healthy. I don't buy the sugar stuff and all that. But the $7.50 for an extra large bag or box. And then the other thing is the size is shrinking. It was smaller 6 months ago, and the price went up because I looked at the ounces. So that is another thing if you're watching your quantity. Another one, Vince, is canned tomatoes. $1.50 a can for Hunt's tomato. That's your 15-ounce size. And that's if they haven't shrunk. So everything else that goes with the tomatoes is going to go up. And we've predicted this too, Vince. We talked about tomato products last year. And one of the common sense that I would say is as soon as you hear the rumblings about a shortage, I would say, especially if it goes on sale somewhere or you can get your hands on fresh tomatoes or fresh potatoes, I would buy them up and process them, dehydrate them, can them, freeze them, whatever you need to do, because those prices, I mean, they're probably not going to come down for a while. And I think some of this is weather-related, and cans are in short supply. So that's another thing. The material to make the cans is in short supply. So one of the other things is you can dehydrate your tomatoes. Like you can make a tomato powder to just dehydrate them. So I'll finish this when we get back. I can hear that we're going into a break.
Yeah. Class, prices are going up. There's no question about it. And the government is lying to you. These numbers that they tell you, 4, 8%, nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Increase in class. There's a brand of coffee that we used to buy from Sam's Club, and it was for a large container, an all-steel can. Excellent coffee. Members mark about $8.89 a can, and now it's $13.98 a can. So in a year and a half or so, it has gone up 57%. So when you hear the numbers by the government that, you know, around 4% inflation. We heard the numbers as high as 9% inflation. That's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. If you need it, and it's an item that you use regularly. Now, nobody needs coffee, but it sure is nice to have sometimes, right? 57%? And it's not an isolated incident to that one particular size and brand of coffee. It's across the board. Coffee is going up exactly as Kathy has said. Kathy, you've got some other price increases as well?
Yes, I do, Vince. And the sizes are going, you know, you call it the fun size, which I think is kind of comical, Vince, but the sizes are going down, or the the quality and the quantity both are going down. The other thing is potatoes, and we talked about this, but one example that I saw, it was at Walmart. 8 baking potatoes, and it was a little less than 8 pounds. It was $13.90 for 8 of them. And the Yukon Gold for a 5-pound bag was $7.28. Now, I mean, it was only a few years ago where you could get, I think you could get a 10-pound bag for like $1.99, $2.49. And unfortunately, Vince, you know, potatoes are staple for a lot of people. They're filling. You know, I use them. I use them actually when I cook for my dog. But, I mean, you can make potatoes and you can almost make a meal out of them. But the price has gone up. So even the rice. Rice is another thing. You know, with the ban in India and the weather and the shortages, rice has gone up, and now they're limiting the quantity. But one of the things, Vince, we talked about with a couple weeks ago with the potatoes, I wrote down on my container what I dehydrated a 5-pound bag of potatoes, and I put it in a sealed jar, a large jar, and it ended up being 5 cups. So that's how much you could save. And that you might get a sale here and there now if they get a lot in. Then again, last year around Thanksgiving, I found them for 99 cents a bag, and that's when I dehydrated them. So those would work really well if you're going to make stew or soup. You just have to rehydrate them. And you might want to check. You might want to do a little bit to see if it's, you're okay with the texture. And but I have not found anything that I've dehydrated that I couldn't use, especially if it's simmered with a broth or water for a while. It seems to be just fine. You know, Vince, the other thing that I'm noticing is vinegar. It's really gone up in price. Like Heinz vinegar is like $6 a gallon now. And that there's a lot of shortages. Now, I know people are canning and making pickles and things, so that could be part of the problem. Your flour products and your grains. Now, I just read that India is going to start putting bans on different grains. They didn't say which ones yet, but apparently they're going to do the same thing like they did with the rice. So that could increase our prices on our grains, which there again, Vince, we use, you know, you use like all kinds of grains for cooking, and especially if you're somebody like me that I cook most everything from scratch. And one of the big things too is canned goods. There's a metal shortage. And I just read that there were people that if they knew a semi had canned goods on it, they are literally stealing them from the trucks. So when I was in the store, I looked at some of the canned fruit, a can of, I think it was peaches or a fruit cocktail, $2.49 for, I think it was Libby's. That's ridiculous. You don't really get, if you look at how much you get, like, for peaches, you might get, like, 2 peaches if you're lucky. So, I mean, I guess if that's all you can do, but I would say either freeze them or can them if you can can them or eat what's in season. Like, a couple weeks ago, Vince, our store had Bing cherries, and they marked them down to 99 cents a pound, and they were awesome. They were so good. So I bought like 2 or 3 pounds, and I went back later in the week, and they must have had just a bumper crop. They marked them down to 48 cents a pound, and I bought another like 4 or 5 pounds. And so we just ate a lot of cherries at the time. And I think that's one way to beat inflation. Like if you have a lot of peppers right now, eat your peppers, do things with your peppers. Stuffed pepper soup, make spaghetti and chili, anything that you can use your peppers with. Same thing with tomatoes. If you have a lot of tomatoes, make tomato dishes. It's just, I think just to be smart to try to use them. Yeah. But I think that's probably, I might have a couple more in there, Vince, but those were the ones that I saw the most of, and I wanted to get that out there to people so they could have a, you know, if they see things on sale or like you said, if you need it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.